The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
All right, there we go. Ta-da-da-da-da. Enough with the recommendations on the food. Is it time for the recommendations on the video games? Are you ready?
Yeah, I've been ready. That's past 20 minutes.
Fucking go. Hey, hello, and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. Now, there are a lot of gaming podcasts out there. There are a lot of NPC podcasts out there, and to them we say... What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, huh? I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is a man with no finisher but still rocks it, Alex Cordova.
Whoa, dude. I got plenty of finishers, right? You don't worry about that.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well, we got some quick bits. We got a bunch of stuff on a certain series of Sony and a big old leak I want to talk about. So you know what? You do the quick bits. I'm going to do the first one, and then
okay.
I'm getting that last leaky rumor, though.
That's me. I bet you are. Uh-huh. So, quick bits for this episode. We got Call of Duty 6. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Call of Duty Black Ops 6. I was just going to say Call of Duty 6, but Call of Duty Black Ops 6 opened with more concurrent players than Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3 at their peak, I'm assuming, and not end their peak.
Yes. And their peak. At their peak. That's right.
Okay, so then Pokemon Go developer, I can never say that, dude.
Is it Niantic? Niantic sounds better.
Niantic sounds better. Is in hot water for accidentally banning numerous players during the weekend rollout of the new Gigantamax
feature? Yes.
That is not... I thought it was fucking Gigamax in the Pokemon games. What the hell is that?
I thought it was Gigantamax.
Maybe I've just been reading wrong this whole time. Gigantamax.
I think you've been reading it wrong this whole fucking time, buddy.
Yeah, people got banned for using that in Pokemon Go. So
Okay. Mm-hmm.
According to a recent live interview, the Yakuza Kiwami remake on Nintendo Switch sold far above expectations and even brought back some licensed music that was lost on the international release of other versions. Very interesting there.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you sell a game for $20 on the Switch, people are going to eat it up, dude. It's only $20. That's not hard.
Yeah. And then speaking of Switch, huh? Little Mario and Luigi Brothership was leaked very, very early. And the ROM is live now on various Sailing the High Seas websites.
Yeah, so watch out for what you'll be looking at online.
Yeah, you want to take a break here with the
take
four?
A break. We'll take a break. Right. Yeah, we'll take a break. We'll come back to the last ones real quick. Still don't care about Call of Duty that much, but way to go, Black Ops 6. I think the reviews are better than normal, if I remember correctly.
So, I got a confession to make. It's on Game Pass, so I downloaded it.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies is it, dude. I'll tell you that right now.
Zombies is it.
Mm-hmm. Zombies is very fun. I only got to like wave 15, but I was playing by myself just fucking around. The movement feels solid, all that shit, right? Okay. I've seen videos of people just looking like they're doing a line of cocaine and going into multiplayer. It's a little intense for me. But you know, give me, and also I haven't jumped into it. I may jump into it, but the campaign I hear is vastly superior than Modern Warfare 3's. So
that's what I've heard as well. Yeah. Except from the Edgelords, obviously. They tend to just be negative all the time. But I mean, to be fair, Modern Warfare 3's campaign was shit. So
I heard it was like, what, 4 hours?
That, and it's like a lot of reused levels and stuff like that. So, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, I heard they did some new things with this one. I haven't touched the campaign yet. But, like I said, I mean, it was included in my Game Pass. I got Game Pass for 3 more months. Might as well fuck around with it. And, yeah, I mean, the zombies was awesome. The shooting's awesome. The Omni movement, whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very cool to be able to dive in any direction and sprint and all that. So, it's fluid. And you know.
I bet it is fluid, dude. Yeah, it all looks interesting. It does seem to be like the kind of Call of Duty game people were waiting for. But I'm surprised it surpassed Modern Warfare 2 numbers. That one also seems like a huge deal when it dropped. But that was a long time ago.
Yep, that is true.
Yeah, and then of course, Niantic fucking up Pokemon Go. What's new? There's nothing new about that. And I'm sorry. Like, I stopped playing that game ages ago, but I know people still love the fuck out of that game.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, but...
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All those events and shit, I fell behind on those, but...
Yeah, I can't do it, man. I'll just emulate the old-ass Pokemon games, and then I'll be happy with that. That's all I need to do now, or play bust out the old DS, because I'm a OG boy. I can't be doing this shit on my phone.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you don't want to walk around, right?
I'm going to be walking around. I just don't want to whip out my fucking iPhone 16 Pro and walk around L.A., dude. Nah.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And then, of course, you know, this is one of those things. Reasonably price your games on the Switch, please, because this shit will happen. You will sell the shit out of that game. Now, I've heard this remake. I never played it before, but apparently it's really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Yakuza games are fucking... I mean, they're different. They're mm-hmm. they're very, like, it's a beat 'em up, but it's also like a sim, and it's also very anime like.
So, yeah, that's what I've been told, and that the show is nothing like it apparently.
Yeah, I haven't watched the show just because I saw a review that said it was horrible, but I have played I think I was playing Yakuza 0 mm-hmm. on Game Pass, and you know, I played it for like 6 hours, and it's like it's very Japanese, it's very anime, it's. Yeah, and the combat, it slowly opens up, but yeah, it is like a beat 'em up
mm-hmm.
with the whole like sim type of you know, gameplay that people like. You can do karaoke on a you're a gangster doing karaoke if you want, you know?
It's like Shenmue but good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's good.
So and that kind of game actually I would always think works very well on a portable like the Switch, you know.
I might consider throwing $20 in that direction. We'll fucking see, baby.
Or if it's on sale, you know. Check it out. It's a good one.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. And of course, wow, these leaks are getting out earlier, but I also feel like Nintendo has been sitting on this Brothership game for a while.
Well, it's weird. You know, I was thinking, I'm like, you would think, you know, I don't think I can't recall any, like, big name Sony or Microsoft games that leak early like this, like, mm-hmm. as often as Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
And I, you know, this is a little hot take, but I think if you... go after emulation as hard as Nintendo has, it's kind of pisses people off, and they're gonna be like, you know what, you don't know shit about this, Nintendo, we're gonna leak all your shit early. So
yeah,
you know, because it's not, this isn't the first big name game that has leaked from Nintendo.
I would also say Nintendo fans are very obsessive people compared to most fan bases, and if they get a chance to do it, and they are usually younger, so not as much moolah, they'll do it. They'll fucking do it. Yeah. So, yes, and you know, and also a lot of PC players don't have access to Nintendo games the same way they do other franchises or other properties. And so they go and play it.
Yeah, and if there's one fan base you don't want to piss off, it's the PC gamers, bud.
Nope, definitely not. They are vicious motherfuckers. Absolutely. Yeah. More quick bits?
Yeah, so we got four more here. We got Nintendo. Speaking of Nintendo, very Nintendo centric here. We have they announced a new, I guess it's a game called Alarmo, an app. Maybe?
No, it's a whole ass alarm clock.
Oh, okay. So,
Keep reading.
It's an app. Yeah.
Oh, it's an app?
Yeah. Also, it's called Alarmo. It's 100... Oh, it's a clock. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What are you talking about, dude? This is fucking... You can buy this.
I stand corrected then. It's a $100 clock. Yeah. With sounds and music from various Nintendo games. So, if you got an extra $100 burning a hole in your pocket, just... Yeah, there you go.
I think it's sold out already.
Yeah, of course it did. Mm-hmm. Of course it did. Tekken's boss, this is kind of old, but we kind of, it's slipped through our fingers a lot. I've seen this headline quite a bit, but
yeah.
Tekken's boss actually asked the Colonel, Kentucky Fried Chicken himself, KFC, if he can use Colonel Sanders to be a playable fighter in the Tekken franchise.
Wow.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Mm-hmm. Hi-Fi Rush 2 was 6 months into development before Tango Gameworks was shut down. Thank you, Microsoft.
Yeah, real good business decision right there.
Yeah, and then also another disband shutdown we got here. Prince of Persia, the Lost Crown developers have reportedly been disbanded after failing to meet sales expectations on their latest project. They have been funneled into other projects at the studio. So way to go, Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Really killing it.
Yeah, but not we really got to do a weekly in memoriam for all these developers, you know? Like, to be honest with you, it gets pretty bad sometimes. But $100 clock, I mean, You can just sell these nerds anything. Honestly, it doesn't look that special either, but, you know, it's fine. Not to say that if I somehow procured this for less than that amount of money, I would totally still fucking use it. It's very cool, but also not $100 worth. Not like, and they have like a $300 Lego sets and shit like that. It just seems like a lot. It just seems like a lot.
Yeah, you know what they call that? Call that a gimmick.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say extortion, but yes, that too. It's a gimmick. Colonel Sanders, you know what? If you can also give us the King from Burger King and Ronald McDonald.
Oh, my God.
Give us those three. And Wendy. Just fucking throw Wendy in there.
Dude, that's gonna be the next untapped DLC potential. I guarantee it. They're gonna start bringing in franchise mascots and shit.
Dude, give us the cereal mascots for one of them. Like, all of them, dude. I'll see Count Chocula in there.
Look, Mortal Kombat can only have so many horror icons to pull from until they start getting into the fast food industry, all right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, those Ronald McDonald fatalities are gonna be some insane shit if they go to that level.
Throws your head into a fucking deep fryer with chicken McNuggets.
No. And you know what? The counter to that one is he's going to try to make something out of the ice cream machine and it will break on him.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to blow up in your face as Sub-Zero.
Exactly. No. I like this stuff. The KFC Colonel, I can already see the kind of movement in Tekken. So I'm with it. Cool. But RIP to these two studios. Like, honestly, Tango Gameworks seemed really polished in their development philosophies. They seem like a really good studio, so to see Passion Project die always sucks. And Prince of Persia Lost Crown's an amazing game, and I was an asshole and I bought it used, but still. Oh, I know, I kind of fucked up because somebody returned it opening weekend and they dropped it off so much. I'm like, well,
yeah, I don't blame you.
No, it's a good game. It's a very good game. I feel bad for the studio, so.
Yeah, I mean, just Hi-Fi Rush is on Game Pass. I want to get to it eventually. It's just so many games to play and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it's on my to play list because I've heard nothing but good things about it. So it sucks that a sequel was shut down. And then same thing with Prince of Persia. I mean, I love the first three games, the OG trilogy.
Yeah.
Sands of Time, Warrior Within. Fucking Lost Crown, I think was the last. No, not the Lost Crown.
There's the two princes.
The twin, the twin princes, twin thrones.
Twin
like
thrones,
that.
Two thrones.
So you know, those three were all like that was it back in the fucking early 2000s.
Oh yeah, that was so, Edgelord. When he went Edgelord 2, everybody was like, "All right, bro, fucking down the fuck down." All dark and metal and shit.
Yeah, I mean, this one looked cool, but same thing. You know, there's just too many fucking games. Like, I didn't have time to really play it. I'm gonna be on the lookout for when it goes cheap, though.
I mean, I'll let you borrow on the Switch. I'll just hand it your way, dude. Like, these guys are dead anyway, so if I can... I'm not going to use the money. I don't want to give Ubisoft more money.
Damn.
Right? Fuck them. No?
All right.
Go to hell, dude. Go to hell, Ubisoft. No, yeah, I feel bad, though. It's honestly, like, those are two well-made games from... Clearly, the developers are good, and now they're done. And that's just some bullshit right there, so... Sorry. Well, time for the news?
Yeah, let's. Can you? This one isn't such a good. It could be good.
It could be good. Yeah,
yeah, let's brighten it up a little bit.
All right. Well, we got some news here. Only one news story and two leaky rumors. But God of War series is starting over at Amazon, and that's right. After reading a bunch of scripts, I think the full first season, Sony and Amazon allowed showrunner Jaffe Judkins to quote-unquote leave the production of God of War on Prime, along with his team of executive producers. Judkins will stick to Amazon's Wheel of Time for now, which he has run for the past two seasons into the ground, and he was replaced with Outlander and Star Trek producer Ronald D. Moore, from what I've read, to kind of make it align more with the actual games versus, I think, what Mr. Wheel of Time was trying to do. So, what do you think of this sudden shift at Amazon?
So, this kind of ties into the Yakuza game.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yakuza show, right? Like, everyone had high hopes for Amazon Studios because of Fallout, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Fallout was great. It was amazing.
They got a Nolan.
Yeah, they got a Nolan. I mean, it was it. And then the Yakuza game came out. I'm sorry, the Yakuza show came out. And I haven't really seen any review that says it's on the same level as Fallout. Even though, like, if there's, like I said, that series is it's serialized, it has potential to be like a crime drama type of thing. And yeah, it just I don't know. I'll probably try to check out the first episode, but yeah, I just haven't heard anything from it on the same level as Fallout. And now the next big one that they're doing is God of War, and here we go with the rewrites, the fucking whole production starting over. So I don't have the best expectations for this.
I don't know. I'm the opposite. I would say the fact that Sony went out of their way to be like, no, this is not the story we're going to tell, I think bodes well for what they want out of this show. Like, I really, I think they learned their lesson from fucking, what was the one? Fucking Tom Holland, Uncharted. I think they learned the lesson from Uncharted. I think they've seen what happens when a show doesn't be faithful versus something that does, like Fallout or Last of Us 2. They've seen what good you can do with the production with something like The Last of Us. So I think they want to replicate that. And honestly, nobody gives a shit about the Wheel of Time. Like, I can't... Judkins doesn't seem like he has the best track record from what I've seen of his stuff. So I think Sony really wants competency. So, yeah. I mean, we'll fucking see if they can actually make it happen. I've heard Outlander's okay. I don't know how that translates to God of War, though.
Yeah.
So that's...
I've heard different things too. It's like I don't know if it was that or an FX show. No, I think it was Outlander, right? That was like how many seasons? Two, three, something like that.
It was on Stars, and it was one of those flagship Stars series because people just loved it so much.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, I've heard of it. It's like like you said, right? I don't know if it's exactly what the premise is over here, but. Yeah, I mean, I see your point there. It can be good that they have to restart it if somebody didn't give the whole like thumbs up on the production there. And I feel like I've said, Twisted Metal's a sleeper over there, dude. Underrated.
True. Because very very and Sony has experience Peacock? With that one too.
Yeah, Peacock, right? Yeah, that's what it's stuck.
Yeah.
On.
Yeah,
so
that's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah, Last of Us, Twisted Metal. I mean, they probably don't want a dud, so they I get it. Told Amazon to step their shit up there, so yeah, it could be good.
If you want to any more outlook at what this guy has done, the new showrunner did Star Trek, The Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager back in the day. He did Roswell as a writer, Carnival, Battlestar Galactica, and For All Mankind, which I've never heard before.
I've heard of all those show in one way or another besides that last one you just said.
Yeah. Oh, and he did Mission Impossible 2.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, he's been around then. He has experience.
He's a long, long time showrunner for Hollywood, like since the 90s.
Okay. Well, I mean, that could be good then. He has experience to it.
Yeah. And let's see what this other fucking guy did. Rafe Judkins. He did Hemlock Grove, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oof. Well, I mean, that one started good. Well, I shouldn't say started good. It got good and then kind of fell off to not relevancy.
Yeah, he also he did Chuck as well, which I liked, but also not the right tone for God of War. And, of course, Uncharted as well. He did the Uncharted Tom Holland movie.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. Well. We'll see. Maybe they're giving him another shot there.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Let's hope this don't get fumbled. You know, I'm hoping for the best here. But we do got some more God of War news perspective. Well, rumor, we got a little leaky time, a little leaky rumor mill time, baby. We got two of them here. Cordova, kick us off with this God of War continued.
Okay, so speaking of God of War, we have a potential God of War remaster coming down the pipeline here. So earlier this year. I had to double check my notes here because I want to say it sounded familiar, but earlier this year, we did report on a rumor flown around that God of War 1, 2, and 3 were either going to get the full remake or the remaster treatment.
Mm.
Well, now there has been an update that may have some credibility behind it here. This new info is coming from one Twitter user who apparently leaked Wukong 4 to 5 months before its release.
Damn.
He has gone on the record saying that we will be getting a full God of War Greek Saga remaster. So people were under the assumption it was just 1 through 3, and he went on there and corrected them as well and said, no, he's expecting us to get God of War 1, 2, 3, Ascension, Chains of Olympus, and Ghost of Sparta all dropping on the PlayStation 5 next year in 2025. Shit. And he also said that an announcement should be coming early Q1 2025.
Well, yeah, where to go, man? Get more Kratos out there, honestly.
I mean, after Ragnarok, I think they should bring the remaster, dude. Like, let people see what the Greek ones were all about, because the only way to play them is, you know, to subscribe, of course. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think all of them are on that PlayStation Extra bullshit. So, you know, or if you're like me and have a PlayStation 3 laying around, you can always play them that way. But yeah, this is like a, you know, all in one package to just like let people play the OGs, you know?
Give people nostalgia, open up to a new audience, maybe, I don't know, keep the series interest so that we get more God of War, different god fights of some kind, mythology bullshit.
Well, the Valhalla DLC that me and James were talking, I don't know if James played it, but I was talking about earlier this year when they dropped it for free, that ties back into the Greek games. It's fucking awesome, like how they did it. Everyone thought it was just going to be like a mindless horde mode type of, no, it was a full ledge mode that I would have gladly paid $10 for. Like, it was
okay,
yeah, but it was free and there was a story to it, a little story, you know, 5-6 hours long, nothing crazy, but it was just a nice epilogue for it. Tied together the Norse mythology Kratos with the Greek mythology Kratos, and I think, like, to me, it set up a remaster like to a T. It's like,
okay,
hey, you know, you're here, you guys want to see what we're talking about in this DLC, go buy the remaster. So yeah, I hope it does come out, because you know, give me 6 good games for $50 and psh, yeah,
we're good. Can't complain yeah. There it also seems like a good way to fill the library, because I know Sony's kind of slowed down a little bit when it comes to releasing new stuff. Yeah. Which, like, that sucks. I hate when the companies get arrogant. It happens. But this would be a good, I don't know what the term is. It'd be in good faith to provide something like this to the fans. Especially since God of War has been so successful lately. It was a good revival. So, I say let's see it happen. And let's see, you know, maybe hopefully it looks a little bit better. Because that I'm still miffed about the PS Pro being marginally like, oh my god, look, more grass. So really, really show off the power of the PS5, please.
Yeah. And real quick too, the whole there was a phase in the PS3 era where they were always bringing and collecting the remasters into one like collection, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a Killzone collection, there was the Resistance collection, fucking Sly Cooper collection, like all these collections, and they stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's dude.
True. Like, what the fuck? They did.
Yeah, it's kind of like people were buying them.
Wait, did they ever do Jack and Dexter or no?
Yeah, there was a Jack and Daxter one where they remastered the PS2 games. I mean, you know, just bringing it up the next generation. And
I'm like Jack 2 right now, dude. You remind me of that shit.
Yeah, so I mean, it'd be awesome if they bring that back. And that'd people, be cool. Yeah, people bought them, just price them, what's it called? Like, you know, at a good price. Don't make them all super crazy. Like, no one's going to pay $60 for, well, actually, make $60 for 6 games, that might be worth it. But $60 for like 2 games,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Especially considering the era, too, you know?
Yeah. So, we got to see what that.
Yeah, and with Sony though, probably $70, but still, we'll see.
Let's put it this way: people will pay for a Bloodborne remaster or a God of War remaster over a fucking Horizon Zero Dawn remaster, like we talked about last episode.
I can't wait for that one to flop out. Honestly, I really can't. Yeah, it's the worst. Anyways, we got one more leak. Actually, it might be one of the hugest ones we've ever covered. I titled this Poke Leaks Galore, but I honestly didn't even scratch the surface of the shit that got leaked here. But the entirety of Game Freak has been leaked onto the internet. A hacker recently released tons of employee info, jackass, as well as some game info, source code, and prospective Pokemon titles in one of the biggest leaks of all time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got beta sprites, info on Gen 10, hint, it's an island, possibly Greece, developed for the Switch 2 seemingly exclusively. So they only tested it on the Switch 1. Word of a Pokemon MMO that is being tested internally in Game Freak right now, and the code name for the Switch 2 have all been leaked, and I forgot what it was, I forgot to put it on here. Also, possibly a version of Pokemon Legend ZA that is playable on the PC, because that is how they test their builds. But they've gotten betas, they've gotten everything, all the source code. This is all out there right now. So it is literally one of the biggest leaks that has ever happened. And it is for the biggest franchise of all time. Discuss. What do you think?
I mean, there was a lot of shit that got leaked.
Yeah.
Like, I remember seeing, like, people have, like, the source codes now to all the Pokemon games, mm-hmm. the freaking, you know, the ones in development, like you said.
All the cut Pokemon, too, from back in the day, too.
Yeah.
Like, out there. So, if they would, there were people be doing fan theories, like, well, maybe the, you know, that's why they cut this one, da da da. All confirmed now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's, I mean, it sucks that the employee stuff got leaked, but
yeah.
Dude, it's like I said, I mean, I feel like Nintendo kind of opens himself up for this shit just because of how they treat emulation. Like, I know Pokemon, but you got to think about it. Like, the secondhand Pokemon game market is crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like fucking $80 for a fucking, 20-year-old game? It's like, no. So people
80 at the least.
Yeah. People emulate the shit out of these games, right?
Yeah.
And you know, don't even get me started on the GameCube fucking Pokemon games, right? Like what was that one? Or Darkness, Edge of Darkness, some shit.
Gale of Darkness,
mm-hmm. dude. Yeah. That shit's going for $130 fucking just for the game, not even complete in case or whatever they call it, right? So mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's I don't know, it's just like they just open themselves up to just get fucking hacked, and then, like, you know, who knows what's going to happen to the whole, like, competitive scene. Like, I'm not in the competitive scene.
Oh, that's true. They are now leaking out the rules and everything.
That yeah, now through, that yeah. they got the fucking source code and shit, like, they can do whatever they want to the games. So, no,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if someone, like, makes the whole fucking, like, they make a whole Pokemon fucking PC version themselves now they have the code, you know.
Oh, I mean, that's I think it's already in the works, right with a lot of people right now. So there's they released a bunch of canceled spin-off games are out in the wild. Yeah. Apparently there was supposed to be a Pokemon Z,
yeah
but it got scrapped because it was an anniversary, so they made Sun and Moon instead as like a treat. But Z would have been cool. And Pokemon Legends Arceus was supposed to have voice acting, and they cut the voice acting, which, fuck off. That would have been great, actually.
It's always interesting to me that when they have these leaks, I know it's, like I said, it sucks that the employee stuff got leaked, but mm-hmm. I would love, a documentary or something to speak to why they take things out of the games, you know, like,
yes,
like that's just always intriguing. Like as a video game fan and stuff like that, it's like, you know, that probably would have put Arceus up there as to make it stand out, but then you guys cut it.
Yeah.
So why did you cut it? And, you know, tying back to the, I mean, talking about the Insomniac leaks, remember earlier this year, Insomniac and the Spider-Man leaks, dude, they leaked so much stuff. The game was supposed to have, like, Venom was supposed to be roaming the city hunting you, almost like a nemesis.
Nemesis, yeah.
Yeah, right? He was supposed to just show up randomly while you were swinging around the city. You would fight him, and they took that out. There were supposed to be some destructible environments, like the whole, like, if you're fighting in an office building, you would fight inside, and then you would get thrown outside, and, like they took that out. So it's like...
You're getting hot from this, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, like a Pokemon game that's fucking MMO or voice acted and then shit that they take out. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Like, I understand during game development, some things just don't work, right? Mm-hmm. But seeing the gameplay of this stuff is like just crazy. Like,
yeah,
it
looks
almost like complete games, right?
It does, especially the betas. Like, you can tell the differences are like, I don't know, it's not uncanny. You can tell the process for sure and what they're going for. I personally think a lot of this stuff happens because Pokemon itself is on such a rigid annual schedule that it just, unfortunately, the Game Freak does not have the capacity to do this competently despite making so much goddamn money. But, you know, it does make me happy that they delayed Arceus, ZA for as long as they did, because that kind of gives me, like, it means they're trying. And, yeah, Pokemon MMO, that the fact that it's been leaked that they're taking this project very seriously means, like, I don't know how to feel about Pokemon MMO. I think people have been asking for it for a long fucking time, right? Yeah, and to finally see it happen. Oy.
Yeah, I mean, even since I remember, like, dude, like, I remember them talking about, like, oh, when are you there? Uh-oh.
Oh, wait, are you there?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. I hit my cord. We are A-okay now.
Are you still recording? You're good?
Yeah, we're still recording. Okay, I'm actually going to...
At the end there.
Okay, hold on. I'm recording now. No, you said, I remember, and it was about fucking Pokemon shit.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole, like, when it made the jump to GameCube, right? Like, everyone thought that we were going to get, like, a console version of Red and Blue and Gold and Silver and all that, right?
Yeah.
But they never, like, yeah, we got that Gale of Darkness, we got Pokemon Stadium and stuff, but it's like, they never did the full adventure type of thing on that, right?
They were fucking blue balling us for years.
And they, oh, but I remember there was like, there had, I don't know if it was an interview or some type of magazine article that's like, oh yeah, you know, it's best left to the portable nature. That's what we want to keep. And it's like, bro, everyone has online now. We can do everything, like, you know, and
you fool.
Yeah. And I mean, not to jump ahead here and ruin my what am I playing here, but looking at these you know, emulation ROMs that some people have, I've seen people have these like ROMs of Pokemon Ruby Sapphire, right, but totally rebuilt from the ground up in the Game Boy Advance the Game Boy Color, you know, era, right? They like kind of, instead of remastering it, they demastered it.
I think we're playing the same shit, honestly. I definitely saw something like that on there.
Yeah, so I haven't seen though. I mean, I have not partaken in that myself, right? But I have seen them, and I've seen people talk about also, I saw GBA versions of like Sun and Moon or fucking X and Y.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, dude.
Or ones where they combine both versions into one thing and you have everything that you want in there.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I want to say there may be a ROM out there that is a Pokemon MMO type of thing. I'm not entirely sure on that. But the thing is, like, the demand is there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if they end up making it and eventually releasing it, I'm sure it's going to take over the world. But it's going to
take
like,
over the world, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, are they going to do it now? Because look what happened to Insomniac after their leak, dude. They pretty much said, fuck you guys, we're not showing you guys anything now, right?
That's true. They've been holding Wolverine. Their head down, like, a lot, actually.
Yeah, Wolverine hasn't been shown. There's no DLC for fucking Spider-Man 2 that's announced. We're getting a PC version, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no type of DLC has been announced for Spider-Man 2. Fucking zero news on Wolverine. No gameplay trailers or anything. So,
yeah. Give me what we want. Give me what we want. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right. I mean, we'll see how they actually... what the quality is. Right now, we only have vague allusions to this kind of stuff. And just... because they didn't leak everything, technically. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it really is a lot of data. Yeah. But people are slowly finding more and more things. The reveals have not stopped. So, who knows? We might have to follow up on this if some bigger stuff gets leaked. A playable version of Legend ZA is interesting. But they're not releasing it. The hackers are keeping that one close, so we'll fucking see. But cool, we'll wrap it up. It's a spooky time of the year, and we got ourselves a spooky list. Now, whether that's from horror or that's from how bad it is, we're going to find out right now, because did they get it right is what we're talking about. And we're going to run through IGN's best horror games ever made. Top 25, baby. Are you ready for this shit?
Yep, do it, dude. You run it.
I'm running it. Running it right now. Number 25, Stay Out of the House. Don't know what that is.
Nope.
Number 24, Slender, The Eight Pages.
No idea.
No, I think that's Slender Man bullshit. 23, The Evil Within, which is a scary fucking game, actually.
I've never got to play it, but yeah, we'll talk about it.
Evil Within's great.
I know you've always recommended it.
Yeah, absolutely. 22 is Condemned Criminal Origins, the OG Xbox 360 launch title.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems very OG. That seems very Xbox 360-ish.
Xbox 360, that's right. Yes, yes. Number 21 is Manhunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not bad. All right, Inside is number 20, which also very artsy, very good game. Visage 19, don't know that one. Nope. Phasmophobia, do you know that one?
I've heard of it. I don't know. I haven't seen gameplay of it or anything, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, same here. And of course, Dead by Daylight is number 17.
Oh, wait. I remember. Phasmophobia is like a VR type of first-person shooter that has to deal with... I mean, I'm sorry, not first-person shooter, but like a first-person experience dealing with... Ghost and like Exorcism. I've seen people play it on Twitch and shit. That's what it is.
Gotcha. Twitch game. All right. And then of course we got Dead by Daylight, which can be kind of freaky with the right crowd. I would say, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Until Dawn number 16. All right. I never played that one. You play Until Dawn?
I have it downloaded. I never played it.
Oh, the life of a millennial gamer right there. Alan Wake 2, number 15. Great reviews. I don't know. And then Soma, number 14. Okay. I don't know what Soma is. Clock Tower, though, number 13. That's an OG right there.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Forbidden Siren 2 is number 12.
Sounds very Japanese.
Sounds Japanese as fuck. Number 11 is the original Resident Evil. Not even the remake? Top 10. I didn't even fucking say. It better the fucking remake. It better be the fucking remake.
Or the fucking OG one.
It better be the remake. All I'm saying. OG is fine, but it is a bit cheesy.
We'll get into it.
Oh, yeah. Five Nights at Freddy's is number 10. Okay. What do you think? Huh? Number 10? Huh? Uh-huh.
Fucking kids, dude.
Yeah, I know, dude. I know. Little fucking babies wrote this list. Number 9 is Resident Evil 4.
Again, is this the remake or the OG? Come on, IGN. Pieces of shit.
To be fair, remake is scarier, but... Yeah, we'll agree. We'll see. Number 8, Left 4 Dead 2. Number 7 is Outlast. Okay. All right. Oh, you know what? It is the originals, because they make a designation coming up. So, yeah, original Resident Evil, original RE4. Boo. Yeah, I know. Alien Isolation is number 6.
Okay. I want to play this because I saw Romulus, and I'm like, yep. Give me more of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I have it on my PC again. Mm-hmm. Barely downloaded it. Have not played it yet. But it's going to be on my to-do list.
Okay. Next week, we'll see what he's playing for sure. Number 5 is Dead Space. Great fucking game. And apparently it's the OG. So, all right, there you go. 4 is PT. And never got to play it, but man, does that notoriety stick, huh?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. I don't want to say anything right now.
Number 3 is Amnesia, The Dark Descent, which I know nothing about.
Same.
Of course, the Resident Evil 2, 2019 version, is number 2.
I can see that.
That's very, very good. You know, Mr. X, dude.
Yeah.
Mr. X. And of course, number 1 is Silent Hill 2, and I think it's the OG because they do not designate a 2024.
They don't designate the remake here. I want to look up this Amnesia real quick. I've seen this. It looks like it's an older game, but I myself have not played it. It's only $3.
Okay.
On Steam.
Let us know.
I might have to check that out. But we have some comments here, so...
Yeah, go for it. I ran through. You tell me what you think of this list at a glance here.
Okay, first of all...
Uh-huh.
Manhunt? It's a freaky game. It's a different type of horror. And I think you guys... you guys have always talked about it on the Horrible People's podcast that, you know, there's different types of horror. There's psychological, there's fucking gore, there's thriller almost horror, right?
Several subgenres, yes.
Yeah, right? To me, Manhunt is like one of those, like, it's not gory, but it could be scary with the atmosphere and the premise, right? Like, to me, it's not going to be like, oh my God, I can't play this at nighttime. There is one game that I'm going to save to tell you with the top 3 that it should be. Isn't on this list, but to me, it's a top 3 horror game and that I only play it at night because of that, you know, that thing.
But
to me, I haven't played Evil Within.
This should be way higher than 23, dude. Honestly. Okay. That's a scary fucking game.
Yeah, like, and then Manhunt, you know, I can see it. You know, I can live with it in the 17 to 25. Inside. Okay. Inside, I never got to finish, but I do remember parts of it that stuck out to me. I think Limbo should have been on this.
I think Limbo's scarier than Inside. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. See, so I think Limbo over Inside, even though I haven't beat Inside.
But Limbo still scares me to play sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That game's freaky as fuck. Same developers, by the way. Same developers, you know. Yep. Yeah.
Highly recommend both those games.
Yeah.
Dead by Daylight at 17, like, I get it, but I think it depends on... It's not really scary, but it can be freaky. I remember playing it and like I'm being chased by, you know, the hunter. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry, the whatever they call it, like the hunted. I know, fuck, I forgot what they call them, survivors and the hunter, I think. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's like to me, it can be freaky of like you're running away and you're injured, but like the hunter is right behind you and the hunter is a real person, right? Like,
yeah.
whether that be Michael Myers or fucking Scarf, I mean, Leatherface or Ghostface or whatever, right? It's just, it can have scary moments, but at the same time, you're laughing, right?
Right.
Because it's a multiplayer game.
Yeah, I mean, you get the tension from multiplayer, so yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But also, horror iconography being so represented in that I can give it a little bit of a pass. Little bit of a pass for that one, actually.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, it's more of a PvP kind of experience, but it's cool.
Yeah, yeah,
If I'm going to give credit to fucking the multiplayer Left 4 Dead 2, I will go ahead and give Daylight its credit as well, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to jump ahead to Left 4 Dead 2 yet, but the next page, right, the Until Dawn, the Alan Wake 2, so Until Dawn, I've heard it's like a Heavy Rain type of story game, right?
Yeah,
I've heard good things about it. I've never played it myself. I've always wanted to. It's just, I don't know, I just kind of just never got around to it. But you know, I've heard things, you know, the next, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like the next 8 seem about right. The only one I will not agree with is the Resident Evil at 11. Resident Evil needs to be a top 10 for me.
Yes,
just because of what it did to the genre, right?
For real. I mean, I understand including the OG too, but if we're going to talk about best horror games,
it needs to be the remake.
It needs to be the fucking remake. Truly elevated the entire experience, and that's a top fiver to me. Like, honestly.
Yeah, I was going to say, to get a little controversial, I might even say that the Resident Evil remake is a top 5 horror game.
Yeah, 100%. Like, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Resident Evil 4 is a horror game. The OG one?
The OG, no. The OG, it's an action game with monsters. The remake is definitely a horror game. I would say for sure.
Yeah, the remake did have some freaky moments of the ambiance, the jump to the next gen graphics, right? There was some scary moments in there.
I actually want to replay it now that we're talking about it. Fuck, that's a good game. That's a good game.
I've honestly never played the Five Nights at Freddy's. I get the premise, right? Like, it's like Willy's Wonderland or the game. So I can get that being in top 10. I mean, it's at number 10. That's probably fine. Clock Tower, I've always heard about. I've never played it. I've seen some gameplay. It's very Japanese The Ring type of horror, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that one. And also, I'm surprised that they don't have the one that I remember was Siren from the PlayStation 2.
Huh.
I think it was called Siren. That one was like a fucking crazy Japanese PS2 horror game that people were like, oh, you can't play this game or else you'll get scared, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
I always heard about that one, and that's nowhere on this list.
Yeah, that Parasite Eve's not on there. Like all these other old fucking games that. But I mean, I guess if they're gonna make room for that PlayStation representation, they definitely put number one.
Yeah.
So
now to get to the top 8 here, right? So we got Left 4 Dead 2 at number 8. I'm fine with it there. I'm fine with it because, like you said, right? It's not by yourself horror. It's multiplayer horror and. To me, I've never really been. The only time I genuinely got a little shiver down my spine playing that game was like, you know, the first time you encounter a witch, right?
Yeah,
like,
I was thinking the same thing. The witch, or if you, but sometimes the level of dread you get from hearing the music for like the tank or like shit like that. It does something to you while you're playing, which I think it elevates the game to a true horror experience for sure.
Yeah. So I'm fine with it there. Outlast, I remember playing it on, it was like, you know, a launch window game for the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember playing it, and it it's freaky. It's weird. It's very, I can see it being in the top 10. Alien Isolation, like I said, I've always heard good things about it. I've seen gameplay of it. You know, the alien stalking you throughout the ship it seems like a very cool premise.
No one's ever said anything bad about it to me. People I've known who've played it just cannot stop raving about this fucking game.
Okay, yeah. See, so like so far I'm agreeing with this, right? Like Dead Space, I don't know if it's top 5. Definitely top 10.
Yeah.
You know, but Dead Space has some freaky moments. Like,
I'd say a top 10-er, 100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So now here's where we get a little. You know, we got 4 left. There's only one that I haven't played.
Yeah.
Which is that Amnesia Dark Descent that I ranked.
But it does have a reputation. It surely does.
Okay. So I can't really speak to that. But to me, a top 3 would be PT, Resident Evil 7, and I want to say I'm torn between the OG Silent Hill and Silent Hill 2. I want to say maybe Silent Hill 2, but man, I don't know.
Pyramid Head, you know?
Yeah. To me, Resident Evil 7 not being on this list anywhere is absolutely ridiculous.
I agree. It's a travesty. It's a fucking travesty. It's truly one of the scariest games ever made.
Yeah. Resident Evil 4 should not be on this list. Resident Evil 7 should be a top 5, and to me, it should be ranked either 1 or 2.
I would put RE7 at 1, honestly. Okay. Like, I truly would. I tried playing it again to research the episode coming up on the HPP, and by God, did I stop playing that. I was like, you know what? I know it's spooky season, but fuck off right now.
Dude, well, that's the thing, too, with the PT game, right? The PT demo. PT was like that. I remember fucking playing that, and this is years before Resident Evil 7, but I remember playing that game and saying, why the fuck would I play a whole game like this? It was so fucking freaky. Like, the sounds, the fucking footsteps, the fact that you would hear footsteps after you stopped walking, the fact that when you turned around, the fucking girl was just right behind you staring at you. It was just so weird.
Yeah, it sounds a little scary now you're talking about it, actually.
And, oh, man, if you have just look at people have gameplay of it, because, of course, thanks to Konami, you can't download it anymore. Pieces of shit, but
emulation, baby.
look up a video of it, man. It's not a huge, it wasn't a long demo. Just watch bits and pieces of it, and you can get the ambience from it. It's crazy. And
one of those unrealized projects, man. That one hurts.
Yep. And then, you know, Amnesia, I can't really speak on. Like I said, I mean, it is only $4 right now on Steam. Maybe I'll buy it just to check it out. And then Resident Evil 2, 2019. I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's top 3.
No.
I would say maybe top 5. I mean,
that's a top 10er for me. Like, honestly, I think it sits outside of 5. Like, because it is scary, but it definitely is a game I thought would have more luster the second run through, and it just didn't. It didn't have that replayability to me.
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't because it was too scary. It was more just like, man, I gotta go through. Like, I don't know. So it was. There was something a little off about it in retrospect versus RE7. The only reason I'm not replaying it so stringently is because it's really scary. It's a really scary game.
Yep.
But I could also play RE1 remake like once a year. It's just that good a fucking game.
Yeah. So, see, that's the thing that I'm torn between Resident Evil 2 and the Resident Evil remake. It's like, man, I don't even know. Like, you can interchange them to me at like 2 and 3. I mean,
yeah.
To me, Resident Evil 7 is straight up. Yeah, like I get it. One or two. I mean, I haven't played Silent Hill forever, so I'd probably have to go back and just dabble in that to see.
Yeah.
But just based on what I remember back in the day, right? Like, to me, it is a top, definitely top 10, top 5 maybe. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if, you know, number 1. Because just going off the fresh memory, Resident Evil 7 is number 1. And not to spoil anything, but I would say the mansion level from Resident Evil 8 should be in here as well.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah, just give me that one section right there, and that'll be it. That'll be up there. One of the scariest experiences I think I've ever had.
Yes.
Also hard to replay. Even though I know what to do. I know what to do, and it still fucks me up.
I agree.
So, yeah. Did they get it right? I'm not so sure. But they could have got it wronger.
Yeah, I mean, like I'm not mad at the top 8. The only thing I'm mad at is the fact that they didn't put Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
At all.
That's actually kind of a big loss, though, now that I think about it. So.
Yeah, right? So, you know, maybe they did it on purpose to round up some discussions.
There's definitely some comments about it. There's definitely some fucking comments about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say they did not get it right. But it's, you know, they didn't get it right, but it's not like they were that far off. They just got to move some things around. They got good picks. They just they omitted some very fundamental ones, and the placements I think are a little off. But you know, I would say there's a C for effort.
You know what? I'll give it a C.
Yeah, I'll give it a C. We've seen worse, ladies and gentlemen. We have seen significantly worse lists. Absolutely. So
I agree
for not being 100% offensive. But still, RE7 stings a lot, so you gotta see, baby. Mm-hmm. IGN, you did not get it right, but you didn't kick yourself in the fucking mouth. So,
If you would have put 7 on there somewhere, it would have probably been a strong B plus for
me. Strong B plus. I 100% agree.
Yeah. But now it's a C.
Nah.
Average.
Absolutely. All right, cool. Well, we're going to run through what we're playing, talk a little bit about the absurd headline, and get out of here. But I am, alas, playing Zelda, Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom. I said the little Trumpy. It's Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom. This fucking blonde Zelda, broad.
Listen, Zelda, great push. Great woman, great. Mm-hmm. I love her. She's great. But listen, we all know we want to play as Link. Come on.
Yes.
Link, I have the sword. He's a very masculine man. You know, I know Link. He's a very wise guy. He said, you know, Anthony, you're the best Zelda player I've ever seen in my life. And I said, thank you.
As a woman leader,
she should... sorry.
There's a reason she's the princess and not the queen. She should sit in the silence with Kamala.
Yeah, I was saying, watch him say... He would probably say Zelda like he says Kamala.
Yeah, Zelda.
Zelda.
Zelda. Zelda. She's producing immigrants at the border.
Oh, my God. Sorry to sidetrack.
This is a good game. This is a good game. I will say to any Zelda fan playing it or people curious about it, it is a slow start. It is not... It definitely falls into that, I would say, Skyward Sword, Twilight Princess trap where they explain too much shit to you in the beginning. But like those games, once it opens up after the first dungeon... Yeah, maybe after the second dungeon, actually. While you're playing the second dungeon, because it's surprisingly more complicated than you think it would be. It really is a fun game. You just got to retrain yourself how you play Zelda, because you are not Link. Like, you're Princess Zelda, and you're like a fucking, you're a wizard. It's kind of how you would imagine Pokemon playing back in the day. Like, instead of doing turn-base, you throw your fucking Pokemon out there, and they're wrecking shit and doing shit for you. Like, that's exactly what it feels like. The overworld is fantastic. I will say the actual world itself, this version of Hyrule, amazing. I really, really love it. It's much bigger than I thought it would be. It's still not crazy. It's just very dense. There's a lot of stuff to do in this game. A lot of side quests, a lot of creativity and problem solving. Very fun game. I still feel like I have a lot more to open up about it. I'm only on the third dungeon. But I'm still going to keep playing. I thought for a second, because how slow it started, I'm like, ugh, it would be a little burdensome to play, right? Sometimes you're like, I got the game.
Yeah.
And like, I got to beat it. Yeah. Like... But I noticed after the second dungeon, I was like, hold the fucking on. Or during the second dungeon, I'm like, pick the fucking thing back up. I know what to do. Like that, you know, like, I'm going to put the thing in the thing. Like, yeah. Something about it started really clicking. I think once I got over that, it's not traditional combat. And your abilities, they upgrade. So once you get a comfortable upgrade cycle, it's not a bad game. So I'm actually really enjoying it. I will beat it. It is the primary focus of my gaming right now. So emulation actually took a backseat because, honestly, it's a quality fucking game. So I don't know if it's a link between worlds, but it's pretty goddamn good. So that's what I'm playing.
Okay. Well, speaking of emulation.
Mm-hmm.
So... After all that talk of your little Android stuff and all that tablet thing you were doing, I was like, you know what? Let me reinstall my emulation on my Steam Deck, because when I upgraded my internal hard drive on my Steam Deck, there were some things that didn't transfer over, and the emulation was one of them. So I just wiped out the folder, started fresh. Mm-hmm. The beauty of the Steam Deck is that fact that, like, people love Linux and they make all this stuff so easy for you to just download, right? So there's a program called EmuDeck, which is every emulator you can think of, all the way back from Atari all the way to current, like, Switch and PS3, Xbox 360, all that stuff. So I downloaded that, and I have a collection of my ROMs that I've quote-unquote backed up. Wink, wink, you know? Yeah, I've just been messing around with it, dude. Like, I've been tweaking it. I've been tinkering with it. And next thing you know, 3 hours have gone by.
Yeah.
And, you know, so...
I'm like, look at this fucking library, baby.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, you know, I started with my old little GBA games. And then I downloaded some N64 games. And then I started messing around. And I'm like, hey, I wonder if I can get multiplayer working on this WWF No Mercy. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know... the multiplayer is working on WWF No Mercy. So it's it's crazy to me. Like, I was downloading all this. Wait, did I say downloading? I meant I was copying over from my ROM collection that I have officially backed up, not downloading. Let's get that right.
No,
right.
You didn't. You weren't seeking out new adventures in the seas.
Oh no, no! I have this all backed up from years of collecting and backing up on my computers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I was copying them. I was copying them over. You know, and yeah, I mean, dude, it's playing PS2 games. The GBA games are all backed up again. My N64 games, PlayStation 1. I never really, like, I've backed up and I've actually homebrewed my 3DS, right?
Mm.
And I did that because my game card was going out on it. Like, you know, the...
Oh, yeah.
So it was going out and I tried cleaning it and it just was very finicky. So then I'm like, you know what? Let me just homebrew this shit. Let me download my cart to the 3DS, you know, system.
Oh, you are R4 motherfucker. I see you. I see you over there, dude.
Well, no, it's because that's the thing that's so stupid. If my game cards go out, I can't fucking play my games, right? Mm-hmm. So I ended up, I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Let me back them up onto my 3DS. So I have pretty much my entire game cart collection backed up on my 3DS.
Mm.
But I don't think I'm going to move that over to my Steam Deck just because of how native the 3DS is, right? Like,
It's very hard to emulate, honestly.
Yeah, and not only that, but it's like there's one big screen on the Steam Deck, but then my 3DS that I'm emulating my DS games and my 3DS games, it's already native, right? I don't need to fuck with the settings. So, you know,
That's why the tablet's good for it, honestly. Like, you know, you just angle it upward. You're good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I've seen even people do that with the Steam Deck where they play with it vertical, right? Mm-hmm. And they use touch screen and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Ah.
But so I ended up backing up like all my the hell was it? Mario and Luigi games.
Yeah.
Fucking Samus Returns to get my Dread kick, you know. So I've just been for like the past week and a half, dude, I've just been messing around with my homebrew stuff and just let me tell you.
Little tinkering fuck over there. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you, like, that's the beauty of it is that I can like show up with the Steam Deck, bring my dock, hook it up, and you can just plug in 4 controllers, and there you go. You got an N64. You guys want to play No Mercy?
I'm down. Love ladder match, dude. I challenge you right now, dude. I'm picking a fucking HBK. I'm about to smash the music everybody. I'm in that bitch.
Yeah, so, I mean, the only thing is it's a little weird sometimes to tinker with the controls because it's, you know, not a genuine GameCube
that's
controller.
That's the thing I hate the most, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But, I mean, that, and to me, that's the most time-consuming part of it, honestly, is, like, getting the controls right to modern controls. Like, okay, this is what I used to press on the N64. I better put it over here on the Xbox. So, yeah, that's just been my time sink, dude, the past week and a half.
All right. I respect it. I respect the time sink. I was there, too. I'll probably come back, but Zelda got me, though. Zelda got me right now, for sure.
You'll be back.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, with that, we just got an absurd headline. I didn't put any of the other new stuff on there because it kind of speaks for itself. Hideo Kojima wants to make games that aliens will think are cool in the future.
Of course he does.
Yep. That's such a Kojima analogy. And he was just literally talking about, you know, be true to yourself as a developer, be creative. But he did it in his Kojima rock star way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, buddy, this is why we love you. Yep. That's why we fucking love you, man. Mm-hmm. But all right. I think that's it, dude. So with that, this has been your episode of the NPC Gaming Podcast. This has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. You can find me, Anthony, at the Horrible People's Podcast. We just got through October. We were supposed to do a Halloween episode, but Webster's New York, and I'm lazy and tired. So we ain't doing that. I will get to the RE7 episode. It keeps getting bigger, so I have to figure out how to edit it down to be, like, manageable. Because RE7, clearly from this podcast, right, it is a very important game to us as entertainers here. So I want to do it right. Who knows? But it'll likely be, hopefully soon, if not fucking January. I'm sorry. Holidays coming up. We ain't got that kind of time, you know? You can find me there. And then that's about it for now. How about you, Cordova? What's up?
I just show up when Fwen needs me on the Horrible People's podcast with the horror, with the video game horror.
You might be coming for a WWE episode too.
There we go. What do you want to talk about? There we go. And then I have Instagram with some gaming clips and whatnot. I've been kind of lagging because I haven't had time to play video games a lot. But, you know, maybe I'll slap some emulation on there. You know, we'll see.
There you go. Some real legitimate versions of Pokemon Ruby. Exactly. Yeah, super legit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that's Big Bang Cordova on Instagram, all one word.
Yep. There we go. See? All right. Well, with that, we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. The Switch 2 might get announced fucking soon. If it does, maybe we'll do a rush episode. But if not, check us out a little bit later.
Peace. Yeah, later.